The visit of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to Turkey is the first by an Iranian president in 6 years and the first official visit to Ankara in 18 years. The meeting is the latest high-level contact between Tehran and Ankara following Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif's visit last November and Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit to Tehran in January earlier this year.
Turkey believes that there is going to be a peaceful resolution for the Iranian nuclear program. And in this context, the bilateral relations between Turkey and Iran will be more important than it is.
Tehran and Ankara are keen to increase trade between the two countries. Iran is looking for a bigger share in Turkey's energy market, while Turkish companies want to expand in what is their third largest export market. Bilateral trade between the two countries was valued at $22 billion in 2012, but has declined to around $15 billion last year. However, both countries have pledged to increase this to $30 billion by 2015.
Now that there is less pressure from the third parties, I believe Turkish-Iranian relations are very complementary to each other, and they are going to get some very interesting results in it.
The signing of six separate but related trade treaties comes on top of a preferential trade agreement signed back in January and is expected to further facilitate trade between the two countries. The visit of the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to Turkey is especially significant, as it is the first time for nearly two decades that an official presidential visit to Turkey has taken place. The two presidents have signed half a dozen economic and trade agreements aimed at improving what have been somewhat strained relations in recent years. However, it seems that there is far more pulling these two neighbours together than there is pushing them apart. Nada Fekri, Press TV, Istanbul.